That's pretty much what they tell me all the time around here on Radio Valencia. And good evening and welcome to the program. Thanks so much for being here with me. My name is John Hill. It's possible that you knew that. I don't know. I can't read your mind. I don't know exactly what you do for a living. But my name is John Hill, and I have this radio station right here, and it's called Radio Valencia. And did you know, were you aware, maybe you were, I don't know, it's our 15th anniversary today. That's right. We just turned 15 whopping years old. That, to me, that is like crazy. I'm not kidding. This is amazing to me. 15 years ago, myself and Trademark Gunderson, we're in our studio on Cesar Chavez, and it was around 11 in the morning, or 1 in the afternoon, either add or subtract a 1. And we flipped the switch, and we're like, okay, here we go, everybody. 15 years ago today, August 11th, 2010, here we are. And we're a little older, a little wiser, a little more grizzled, a little more cynical, but still overly optimistic that this is the finest radio station west of East Rutherford, New Jersey. John Hill here at Hell's Kitchen Radio every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. I'm going to be here, and DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet, they're going to be here too later. Can't wait to see them. Lots of great music for you tonight. Let's hang out. Let's have a good time, you and me, shall we? Okay, let's go.
You know, George played a tape of a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
Thank you. feel it? Said, do you feel it when you touch me? Said, do you feel it when you touch me? There's a fire. There's a fire. Yeah, all right.
That's tasty. Oh, you feel that? It's getting hot. Hell's Kitchen Radio right here. Radio Valencia Monday nights. RadioValencia.fm. Some sounds from the Stooges off of what is absolutely my favorite Stooges release. Funhouse with Dirt. Oh, yeah. Some Mingus just before that. And took that off of the 1964 Mingus. Yeah, that was fine. And the track that we heard started off the show, 2BS, featuring, of course, Charles Mingus on bass. And we love him so much. Eric Dolphy played on that track, too, which is always a delight. And Max Roach. John Hill, that's my name. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's our 15th anniversary. And some people seem to be really curious about the history of our station, so I'll give you a little bit of that, because it's kind of interesting. So I'd been doing radio a long time in the Bay Area, non-commercial community and pirate radio. I had been at San Francisco, well, I'm not going to give you my whole resume, but I was at San Francisco Liberation Radio from 2000 to 2003, up to and including the raid by the FCC in the summer of 2003 following the war in Iraq. We were a very political pirate radio station, and we were shut down, and we took action against the feds, and we actually made it up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we won a number of concessions. As a matter of fact, the outcome of our court case is what led the FCC to change their rules and allow low-power FM licenses to be allowed in urban areas. Before our case, only if you lived in a rural area could you apply for a low-power FM. That would be 100 watts or less. So because of the outcome of our court case, that was a pretty big deal. Now we have LPFMs all over the United States, and I think that's really quite delightful. So after that, I ended up joining Pirate Cat for a little while, if you know about Pirate Cat Radio. Well, there you go. That's a long history I'm not going to get into. But Monkey Man, Daniel Monkey Man, he was the guy who ran it. He was recruiting me for quite a while. And, he had a kind of a lousy reputation, so I kind of stayed away. But I really had been missing radio. I hadn't been doing it for almost a year. So I'm like, all right, fine, I'll come and join you. And we were over at 8th and Folsom above a auto repair, like a body repair shop, auto body. And we were there for a while, and then we found this location on Alabama. If you've been over to the studio, you'll know it's a really great place. I helped frame the drywall in there, did all this work. I was there for a couple of years, and then he did what he does. Monkey Man, that is, did what he does to many people, and he fired me and fired a whole bunch of people because he doesn't want us getting too comfortable there. Like I said, he had a pretty lousy reputation. Soon after, by the way, he absconded with all of the funds that the radios that this DJs had been paying him, and he took off to Germany. Really great guy right there. Anyway, I'm not going to slander people at all on the air. All this stuff is true. And so then I went and started FCC Free Radio in San Francisco, and we were an internet-only station. I have the transmitter for the pirate stuff, but we just started as an internet-only station. But the guy I started it with only wanted to do comedy and classic rock, and that's just not me. So I was there for a few years and realized this is not what I want to do. So what ends up happening is John Rinaldi, better known as Chicken John, local, carnival barker. He and I had done and co-produced a million shows in San Francisco. Okay, that's hyperbole. I will grant you that one. Not a million. Dozens over a number of years, including Las Vegas and all the game shows and the weekly Church of the Bleeding Ulcer. And though I'm the one who really co-produced the Power Tool Drag Races, he was my kind of co-host for a few years on that one. He came up to me and he said, "Okay, John, do you want—" this is my impersonation. It might be good, it might be bad. If you know Chicken, you could tell me. "All right, John, and you want to do the freeform thing that you keep talking about doing?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, as long as it's not Radio Chicken," because we had Radio Monkey and we had just Radio John, and that, not me, John, another John. And but how about not Radio Chicken? He goes, "I don't want to do radio." So we moved in to his warehouse, Chez Poulet, right, House of Chicken, get it, on Cesar Chavez, between Mission and South Van Ness. And we started there, and we were there for 2 years. I am now going to take a musical break, and when I come back, I will tell you what happened. Again, I'm not slandering anybody. All of this is true. Outstanding. Hell's Kitchen Radio. Let's keep going. Black Angels, I got their first record recently, Passover, and I'm just going absolutely bonkers for this track right here. So we're going to listen to Black Grease. Radio Valencia. Okay, so where were we? Oh, yeah, John Hill. That's me. Radio Valencia, some music there from the amazing, the immortal Rocky Erickson and the 13th Floor Elevators from their magnificent 1967 LP, Easter Everywhere. Slip inside this house. Is that a euphemism? I'm not really sure. Just before that, music from the very first Black Angels LP, Passover, we heard Black Grease. They're playing three nights at the Chapel, by the way. Come out. I got tickets for the third night, right? August 6th. Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going? Right on. John Hill here, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights. Hey, it's our 15th anniversary today. Happy 15th birthday to Radio Valencia. So I was telling you a story about our starting in our days. So we were in Chicken John's warehouse, known as Chez Poulet, for a couple of years. We were right inside the entrance. We had a pretty small, ramshackle little setup there. Like, it was something like 5 feet by like 12, maybe 15. Pretty tight quarters, but you know, whatever. His whole idea was Chez Poulet was going to be a performance space where he was going to do a lot of different things there, a whole lot of different things. And he liked the idea of having a radio station on the end, like right at the entrance, which is, I think, a pretty cool idea. So when we started, it was, you know, pretty simple to recruit. I'd been in the scene for a long time, not just radio, but a lot of emceeing and performance. So I'm like, yeah, let's just start getting everybody we know that has talent. And, you know, if they've never done radio, we can train them. That's not hard. Got a really great crew of people right off the bat, many of them exiles from other radio stations, which is really fun. And, you know, we never had a leadership. That was the whole idea. I didn't want there to be a central leader. I said, we can run by committee, but leaders suck. So we did it more of as a co-op. And slow and steady does seem to kind of win the race. I mean, we have been around for 15 years, you know, so obviously something's working out. So we were there for about 2 years, and then, you know, am I about to spill the tea? He wanted us to sign a lease, and we weren't against signing a lease, but we just wanted to understand the terms of the lease, and he wasn't really articulating exactly what he wanted from us. Just sign a lease. It was, you know, sign a lease, just sign a lease. And so we had a meeting, we had a staff meeting, and everybody agreed if we just understood the terms of the lease, we would do it, but it kind of got a little ugly, and we decided to bail. So we ended up moving over to 20th and Mission, right above Bikram Yoga. We had an incredible studio. We even built a studio inside of the studio, a full, like, 360-degree soundproof booth. We had a lot of bands that would come in. We had area in there for a music library, a production studio, a lounge. It was really fucking cool, man. It was the coolest space. We were there for 7 years. Beautiful, right on top of this Bikram Yoga, hot yoga studio. Got a little hot in our space because of it. Looked right out over on Mission Street. Beautiful spot. And we were there for 7 years. And then the landlord approached us and said, well, you know, we're thinking about gutting the building, and so we would like to keep you, but, you know, we don't know what that's going to look like, so maybe we'll take you down to the basement for now, or, like, you know, next to the garbage. Like, yeah, that's not really interesting to us. I don't think we would like to do that. I know radio is not a visual medium, but we still don't like that idea. So we took off, and we went down the street to Impact Hub, which is a co-working space on Mission at 15th. And after this, I'm going to go back to the music. I'll tell you what happened there, and I'll tell you what our landlord did not do. How about that? That's pretty good. And then what brought us over to where we are today, a storefront location right on the street on 22nd and Mission. My name is John Hell. This is Hell's Kitchen Radio every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. It's our 15th birthday. Hey, Wet Leg has a brand new album out called Moisturizer. I fucking love them, and they're playing on my birthday, and I might just have to go. This song's called Mange Tout right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
Get us forever. before the dam goes up at the foot of the sea. Before the new wing of the prison ribbon ceremony. Before the star of the morning comes looking for me. Say, get up and dance. Before the beast comes looking for last year's rent. Thank you.
Yeah, can't get enough of Susie right here on Radio Valencia. Susie and the Banshees off of Hyena. Absolutely love that cover of Dear Prudence, the first song on the B-side. That came out in 1983. Isn't that ridiculous? Out on Geffen Records. I don't know if that was her Geffen debut. I have to look that up. I don't know. Just before that, music from the Shocking Blue out of Sweden. You've heard that song. Of course you've heard that song. Shocking Blue. They also do Love Buzz that Nirvana covered. Love the Shocking Blue. Featuring Mariska Veras there on the vocals. All songs written by Robbie Van Leeuwen. Before that, some music there from Father John Misty off of his first Father John Misty record called Fear Fun that came out in 2012. Fun Times in Babylon. I had a great time seeing him at the Greek Theater with Lucinda Williams just a few weeks ago. What a blast. He is an excellent performer. Started out with some brand new music there from Wet Leg. Moisturizer, the name of the newest release. Mange Tout, the name of the song. John Hell here, Hell's Kitchen Radio, going till 10 o'clock tonight. Pleased to be of service for you. I'll service you. Are you kidding me? My name's John Hell. I'll service you. That's what I do. I mean, I don't know how you're going to like it. I mean, you know, I'll do the job. You can just write a review. It's fine. I was telling you a story. That's right. I was telling you all about the history of the station. Little bits here and there. So it's mostly about, you know, where we were, what it was like. I will say that 20th and Mission location was so much fun. 7 years there, a lot of characters. You know, we had our biggest amount, or our largest amount of staff at that point. I think we were close to 80 people on staff, you know, way over 50 shows. A lot of people on staff that weren't even doing shows. They were just doing lots of things for us. A lot of live remotes at that time, co-presents at the clubs. We were everywhere. Radio Valencia was hot. We were feeling great. So when we moved to Impact Hub on Mission and 15th, you know, it was, you know, we were cut off at the knees a little bit. We didn't want to move there, but our thought was, well, we're a radio station. You know, we could broadcast from a closet, and our room was practically a closet at that place. And they had sort of the common area that was cared for with part of our rent. So we were like, well, that's pretty cool. We were there for about 2 years. And then we come to find out that our landlord wasn't paying the landlord. Isn't that just terrible? And so we were, every tenant was given a 72 hours or quit notice. Like, yeah, get the hell out. You got to go. And that sucked. And that was late 2019. If I'm not mistaken, it was like November 2019. And at that point, though, we still had our staff. Like, we were great with staff. We were all of a sudden out of a space. And so, therefore, if you can't do your show remotely from home, you're not doing your show. So we went from a full schedule, even overnight, so we had a lot of people, no turnover, to losing a lot of people. And then COVID hit. So double whammy. We had this meeting, a few of us at ATA, Artists of Television Access, up on Valencia. Great folks. And we met, and one of our hosts, Ross, totally awesome dude. We love him. He had seen the space we're in now, so we all walked by it, and I called the landlord and said, hey, what's it going to take to get into our place on 22nd? But this was during COVID, and everything was shut down. So we signed the lease, and a lot of you know I teach law, so I have one of my lawyers help me with the lease, and it was great because we paid the deposit, and we said we're not paying a penny until the city allows us to move in and actually perform in the space. So it was pretty good. We got a good lease, and we realized that our landlord was up on federal racketeering charges. Isn't that nice? I think he was also found guilty. I'm not sure, but I'm going to stop there with that one. I said I think, not slander. I said I think. I could be wrong. So anyway, we did this, and we moved in here, and that was, you know, 2020. So we've been in here. We're in our final year of our lease. So, you know, are we going to stick around here? I like it. I love where we are. I'm thrilled. We've been in the Mission District this entire time for 15, you know, years. I got the door wide open. People walking by. We're right next door to Makeout Room, which is a real fun club. A lot of us like to go hang out there and see shows, hang out the bar, if you will. I love seeing folks walk up and down the street. It's a ton of fun. So, you know, this has been a really great ride moving around. We don't want to move. We like where we are. But, you know, it's radio. We do what we got to do. We're going to get back to the music. I'll tell you a few more colorful stories when I come back. Is that okay with you? I hope it is. Let's get on with it. Ty Siegel. I love this California boy. Big fan of Ty Siegel. Put out a wonderful record in 2025 called Possession. And we're going to hear a song here called Another California Love Song. Isn't that right? From me to you, because hell is love. Radio Valencia.
gal, but I'm still a boy. I love my friends and I love my toys. Mother says she misses me. She don't get my life, it's poetry. Studio. Hell, the landlord says I got to go. The star I was supposed to be. Now nobody is calling me. It's a pretty nice place to be lost. My confusion's deep as that dirty sea. But everywhere I've been, I'm always me.